वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वेलकम टू ऑल ऑफ यू। श्री त्र्यंबकेश्वर महादेव की, श्री कुशावर्त धाम की, श्री ब्रह्मगिरी धाम की। सो वी हैव कम टू अ वेरी होली प्लेस कॉल्ड त्र्यंबकेश्वर महादेव एंड दिस इज वन ऑफ द हरे कृष्णा, दिस इज वन ऑफ द 12 ज्योतिर्लिंगस एंड ज्योतिर्लिंगस अ वेरी स्पेशल महादेव situations, the 12 in number, and one of them is Trambakeshwar Mahadev. Very interestingly, it is explained in the Padma Puran and Skanda Puran that out of 12 Jyotirlingas that we visit, visiting Trambakeshwar Mahadev is 100 times more powerful than any of these Jyotirlingas. Okay? Please keep your mobiles somewhat off. So the first word is Trayambakam. Three ambak, that is three eyes. Or the three eyes, because Lord Shiva has three eyes. So it is called Trayambak. Trayambak. And also Gayatri River, Savitri River, and Saraswati River are supposed to have joined together in Devi form. That is why also this place is called Trayambakam. This is also called as three Sandhya Kshetra, because three rivers are joined together. Very uniquely we find funny stories in these scriptures. But they all have purpose and they all have some divine background behind. So Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva had a fight one time. And the fight became very intense. So then Lord Shiva told Brahma that you will go to earth and become a mountain, become a stone. Brahma said, fine. If I have to go down, you also will stay with me. So Lord Brahma came down here, and what mountain you see all around here and circling the whole place is called Brahmagiri, where Lord Brahma has performed tapasya. And Trambakeshwar Mahadev is Lord Shiva who is residing over here. So this is also called as Harihar Kshetra. It is a very rare combination, like we have in Godruma Dweep, Harihar Kshetra, in the bank of Mandakini River. This is how here also Harihar Kshetra. Even Nasik is also Harihar Kshetra. Sundar Narayan Bhagwan and Kapaleshwar Mahadev is also united to like Harihar Kshetra. So, in Mahabharata, Shanti Parva, Sabha Parva and Vana Parva, it is mentioned about Trambakeshwar, holy place. Now when you go to Trambakeshwar Darshan, Trambakeshwar Darshan is a hollow situation. Generally, we have Shivalinga which is coming above like this, and there is a circle and there is a passage. So many times you don't appreciate exactly what is there inside this linga. So in this hollow, there are three things like supari, like this much size in that hollow. And in that each supari sized hollow, protrusion, there is a notch in each one. Okay. So that supari like situation is called as Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. All three are representing that. That's why Vaimakeshwara Mahadev is more powerful because it's not only Shiva. Brahma also is there and Vishnu also is there. And in each supari like situation there is a notch which represents Ganga, Godavari and Saraswati. And amazingly, nobody knows from where the water comes from. All the three rivers give water from those notches. And they keep collecting and keep removing it. From where the connection is, from where it is lost underground, where it comes up and how it comes up from that Shivalinga, it's all mystery. So the three rivers, Ganga, Godavari, Saraswati, give water there. This temple, it has required 30 years to build. Nana Sahib Peshwa built this, and that time it costed 10 lakh rupees, which is worth nearly hundreds of crores now. About Shivaji Maharaj's time, after Shivaji Maharaj. There is a, when you go in the temple, you will see on the right side a place called Amrut Kunda. It is a very holy water reservoir. Of course, you can't take ashram there because it's quite deep and its boundary is there. But you can offer your prayers. There are about 30 small temples in Trayambakeshwar temple. This is a unique situation. You go to Jagannath temple, in the courtyard you will find 30 temples. You go to Bhuvaneshwar temple, you will find 30 temples. And this is a unique situation. For example, we have Krishna Mandir, Gangadevi Mandir, Lakshmi Narayan Mandir, Prabhu Ramchandra Mandir and Parashuram Mandir, among the most important things. One time, all the Tirthas went to Lord Shiva and they said, we have taken lots of sins of all men in the material world and we have no more having any power with us. We have lost our luster, our enthusiasm and spirituality and divinity. We are feeling very weak spiritually. So please give us blessing. Lord Shiva said, you come to Trayambakeshwar Dham, where at the time when Brahaspati, that is Guru, will enter Singha Rashi and Surya Dev also will enter Singha Rashi. That's why Parsi Umasta, Brahaspati and Surya. Both enter Surya Rashi at one particular time and you stay here for one full year. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, that is the time when Kumbh Mela takes place. Okay? So, he said to all the rishis of the Tirthas, all the holy places that when you come and reside near Gautam Muni Ashram, I will tell the story to you. This is also residence of Gautam Muni, Gautam Rishi. And you take bath in Kusavarta and you will all be relieved of all the contaminated accumulation of sins and will get free from inertia caused by the sins of all people in the material world. So, Shiv Puran says, at that time when Brahaspati and Surya enters in Simharashi, 33 crore demigods, 999 rivers, 68 Mahatirthas, they stay here for one full year. Now there is 33 crore, there is exactly 33 plus going on the 7 zeros. 40 means, another also means types. So there are 33 types of demigods or different categories are there. So all of them stay here. And interestingly, you know, Kumbh Mela also takes place here. In short, the small story of Kumbh Mela is Bhagavatam gives Samudra Manthan, Shiv Sagar, was churned with Mandara Mountain, which became the Ravi, the churning lord. And Vishnu became Kurma to support the mountain because the same thing. Lord Vishnu also became Ajita to sat on the mountain to make it stabilized. And then the ocean from its own source inside gave 14 ratnas. One of them is Uchchaisrava horse. One of them is Airavata. Uchchaisrava was given to Bali. Airavata was given to Indra. Lakshmi came out. She married Ajita, Ajita Vishnu. And finally, Amruta came out. Dharmantari Bhagwan. So Amruta came out for the fight. Who will take the Amruta? In that fight, Jayanta, the son of Indra, took the Amruta Kalash away. Then he handed over to Garuda. And they were all chasing and fighting and fighting. It said 12 years they fought. 1 year is equal to 1 day of the earth. Like that 12 years they fought. So, in the fight in between, when there was running around in anxiety, the Amruta Bindu spilled over at four places. And interestingly, two are Vishnu Kshetras and two are Shiva Kshetras. Haridwar and Prayagraj are Vishnu Kshetras. And Ujjain and Trambakeshwar or Nasik are Shiva Kshetras primarily. So two Kumbh Melas take place at Haridwar and Prayag. And two Kumbh Melas take place at Ujjain and Nasik Kshetra. Now interestingly, there are some particular tithi which are given in Padma Purana. There is a sloka when this particular tithi comes once in 12 years when Kumbh Mela happens. So, what I was telling you about, anyway, probably. Now the story goes like this. I was telling that in this place, uniquely, there are two Kumbh Mela taking simultaneously at one time. There is a history behind it because in 1746 year, there was a great fight between Vaishnavas and Shaivas. That who will take bath where? They all wanted to take bath as a priority. So the fight went on for many, many years. And in 1 October 1860, it was decided by the local court that Trambakeshwar Kushavarta Simhastha Kumbh Mela Shaivas will take part there. And at Godavari Ramkunda, all Vaishnavas will take part. And today also, after 200 years, the same tradition goes on. Okay? Now, Kumbh Mela, why we held the Kumbh Mela? Well, it is supposed to be when the drops of Amrit fell down in these four places. Naturally, they didn't fall down at one time because when you are at that place, it fell down that place. When you were running around, moving, fighting next place, it fell down. So, there are different tithis which are mentioned in Padma Purana. So, at these particular tithis, this Kumbh Mela takes place. And it is believed that on those tithis which come again by astrological calculation, the Amruta comes up from the bottom of the Sangam, wherever it has fallen down. So all the rishis, when they come and take bath to take the benefit of the Amruta, which comes up. But sadhus who are pure devotees of the Lord, they don't come here to take the Amrut. They come to distribute the Amrut to people who come to take bath over here. The concept of taking bath in Kumbh Mela is to get liberation. But the concept of bhakti is to get love of God. So to get bhakti and prema. So Prabhupada went to almost each Kumbh Mela, but he did not go take the benefit of Amruta. So one who has received the holy name, he has already got the Amruta. He will not to go and take bath in Kumbh Mela or something in the Sangam or any other place. So devotees visit Kumbh Mela to distribute books, to do Harinam Sankirtan, to distribute prasadam at mass level, and to preach people and really save them from getting lost in the material world. And get them out of ritualistic way of life. Do this, get this. Do this, get this. Do this, get this. This is a routine Indian life, karma kanda. But real life of India is to get bhakti. Nishkama nirapeksha aprati hata ahaituki aprati hata service unlocked. So now I will tell you the story of how Godavari Ganga came in the material world. So the real time for Godavari's appearance is 200,000 years after first Satyuga of Brahma. The verse in Paramahamsa, it says that after first 200,000 years are over, Godavari Ganga appeared. What Ganga we refer as Janavi Ganga, which is in Himalayas, appeared later. That's why Godavari Ganga is called Adi Ganga, as the oldest sister of all the river Devatas. And the story is like this, that Gautam Rishi was performing tapasya on Brahmagiri in Ganga Ashram. Lord Brahma created a beautiful lady called Ahilya after long, long efforts. And she became a young girl, and then Brahma declared that whoever will do Sutri Pradakshina the fastest, like marathon, and reach first, will get the hand of this beautiful girl. So you can imagine all the 33 crore demigods, they were in line during marathon. Because even though one becomes demigod, doesn't mean that he becomes free from material desires. In fact, most of the demigods having lots of material desires than what you expect us to have. But they have facility also to enjoy much more powerful senses and the atmosphere around. That is why they have to have a lot of material desire because of the opportunity available. So everybody was in line running around, and Gautam Rishi also came to know. So he did Pradakshina of Mother Cow. He did 3 times Pradakshina and he went to Brahma. And Brahma referred to scriptures. He said, yes, if you go around cow 3 times, you will get the benefit of doing 50 Pradakshina. That means all the tirthas which are there in Putri, you have covered them. And immediately marriage took place. And they also did their Gaur Pravesh and Ashram Pravesh, everything was fine. They settled down. And then all the demigods came walking, finishing their parikrama, claiming that he is first. Brahma said, she already married, settled down in the house, love problems, bhaskar, and everything is over. So they argued. The Brahma had to explain scripturally that as per the scripture, if you circumambulate the cow, you have done 50 pradakshina. So only hard work is not important, buddhi also is important. And only buddhi is not important, knowledge is important. The first is knowledge that you should have. Then you should use the intelligence. And then you should do required hard work, not gadhe mazduri. So, Gautam Rishi was intelligent, knowledgeable, and very humble. So, he deserved to be married. Now, what happened? Once you are tempted to do something, then it will become like continuous till you get that thing. So Indra wanted to marry Ahilya, but he lost the chance. So he was still thinking, I should have. And he could not control himself. So one day, when Gautam Rishi went to do Sandhya at the bank of the pond, he came as Gautam Rishi and he molested her. And she didn't actually, she understood also, but she didn't understand also. Because Indra was very, very beautiful. So at one point of time, she understood, by the time she was already into. So knowingly, also unknowingly, they came together, and then Gautam Rishi came back. And Gautam Rishi was Trikal Darshi. Immediately when he came out of his trance, he understood that what had happened. So he cursed Ahilya to become a stone, and he cursed Indra to have 1,000 eyes on his body. Now we cannot imagine what is the meaning of 1,000 eyes. I'm sitting down here, if there are eyes behind where I'm sitting, it's very difficult to sit out. So this was seen by the coward boys also. During Indra was worshipping Krishna and being Abhishek, and that time the boys were telling him, he saw one man with 1,000 eyes on the body. So he was wondering, who is that man? It was Indra actually. So then both of them repentant. At least for time being, Indra became repentant. Ahilya became repentant. So when he said that when Lord Ram will come and put his lotus feet on him, the stone, then he will get delivered. Eventually, at this place, Lord Ram came in Vanvas and visited Gautam Rishi Ashram, put his foot on the stone, which was Ahilya, and in front of his eyes, Ahilya went up to Gautam. And I think Indra tapasya at pushkar chetra. He got relieved of his curse and again he came back to two IEC cases. Now, this is much longer, but before that, Gautam Rishi was a very amazing personality. He had such powers that he would, there was a drought over here at one point. No food for any sadhus. So all the sadhus from all in Dandakaranya had come and they started staying at Gautam Rishi's ashram. Why? So there was no food anywhere. There was no rain. So land was not really the rain. But Gautam Rishi had a siddhi. He would go for Sandhya Vandanam, plant some seeds, and by the time he comes back, the earth will give fully grown up grains, category. So he would go, come back, and then there was a grain for everybody. And everybody would eat and then perform their tapasya. Such was the situation. And in the meantime, what happened? You know, Vamandev appeared. And when he raised his foot and it created a chidra, the hole in the Brahmanda covering, and from there Ganga and everybody came. But at the same time, when the feet reached, it reached above Brahmaloka. That is, the feet traveled above Brahmaloka. So when the big toe touched the covering, the feet were so big. They're also in Brahmaloka. You got my point? It's like this is the toe here and this whole feet is here. This is also in Brahmaloka, which also at the border of the Brahmanda. So Brahma immediately took chance, brought his Kamandalu of Abhimantrit Jal. That means whatever today he had worshipped, that Kamandalu was there with Mahaprasad water. That water immediately bathed the foot of Lord Vamandev. And Lord Shiva was observing this divine Abhishek done by Lord Brahma to the lotus feet of Vamanadeva. So what he did, immediately spread his jata, because he didn't want to lose that divine water washing the feet of Vamanadeva. So that was actually Godavari Ganga in that water. She appeared and she started staying in the jata of Lord Shiva. And she was so happy to get the divine association of Lord Shiva. So that's why Vaishnava, Yathasambhu. So very happy. And Lord Shiva also was in tapasya, no problem. She was residing in an association. Now Parvati Devi became disturbed. She thought that Godavari Ganga is very private association in a very intimate place on the head in Jata. So she wanted to remove her from there. So she called her son Ganesha and they made a plan. She had a maid servant called Jaya. So she told Jaya, you become a cow and go to that lone field where only Gautam Rishi's grains are growing. Go to that field and eat up everything. Okay? And she sent Ganesha as a sadhu before only to join the ashram to perform tapasya. So he came before as Ganesh Bhakta. He started staying, as everybody was coming and staying there, so he also came and stayed there. And then he became very famous as a learned pandit there, naturally. And then Jaya became a cow and started eating all the grains. By the time he came, he saw that almost all the eating grain is eaten up. So he picked up a pusha, chanted some mantras, and tried to shoo her away. It's like, see, we show the stick to monkeys in Vrindavan. We don't beat them. We just show them. So just to shoo them, he just threw a kusha. Now, a cow cannot die with kusha grass touching it. But by the plan, as soon as the kusha grass touched the cow died. And immediately, Bhatla Bhuldan halla mach gaya. Gautam Rishi visited Govatya. Gautam Rishi visited Govatya. All the sadhus said Govatya. So then Gautam Rishi was puzzled. Now what to do? I am doing some jana seva, sadhu seva here by feeding them by my mantra. Utilization of my power for good things to serve the sadhus. And I didn't intend to kill, but cow is killed, but everybody is saying, let's go and consult Ganesh Bhatta. So Ganesh Bhatta said, yes, you have killed the cow, you have got the sin of Gohatya. He said, what to do now? Please tell me. He said, if you release Godavari Ganga from the Jata of Lord Shiva. Then you can take bath and get released from Gomukya. So now Gautam Rishi sat for tapasya. Ghor tapasya he did. And please Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva said, yes, how do I serve you? He said, please release Mother Godavari Ganga from your Jata. So he told, please go. He said, not willing. So he got very angry. So on the top of the mountain, he sat on his knees and he smashed his jata on the stone to release her out. So today also if you go on top of the mountain, it's not very deep, Malama Dai, but you have to take about 2-3 hours to climb, some hundreds of steps. So very peacefully, very pleasant atmosphere, getting cooler and cooler and cooler. Reach by noon there, take prasad and then you just come back. So there are marks of the jata. Actually from there Godavari Ganga got produced. So he released her, but she was unhappy because she was forced out. No? So she started running here and there. Not in the planned way. Generally it was flow in properly orderly fashion. But she was upset. So she purposely started running here and there in many streams. So Gautam Rishi wanted to, you know, collect her in one place, but she was running in between one Kola Sura demon cave. And he just drank her completely. There was no more river. So Gautam Rishi sat for tapasya to please Ambika Devi. Parvati Devi is one form. She is there also on the top of the mountain. So another tapasya he did. So please Ambika, and he requested, please release. Because this demon has drunk the whole Ganga. So Ambika Devi killed Kolasur. When she actually put her Trishul in his neck, he became purified completely. And he started chanting the name of Lord Shiva, Lord Ram, everybody's name. So she was very pleased. So when she asked out of compassion, so what is your last desire? So he said, I should be known. You should be known with my name. My name should be added to your name. So, Devi was named Kola Ambika. And then with blessings of Kola Ambika Devi, Kola Sur died. And of course, he released Brother Ganga. Again, she started running here and there. So, Gautam Rishi had to keep her somewhere and take bath. No, he just can't take bath like sprinkle bath or, you know, like shower bath. He wanted to take a dip. So he took another kushagras and with his mantra power he gathered the whole different streams at one place and he contained her in one pond. And that is called Kusha Avarta. He created Avarta by Kusha and contained her in one pond and he took bath. But lo and behold, again she disappeared from there and went to Patali. See, Kasavatana, if you don't do things pleasingly, then the person will always keep showing his upsetness by some other means. If you're not happy, then you will keep on expressing your, you know, unhappiness. So she was not happy. She was really angry on Gautam Rishi. She just didn't want to leave the jata. So she disappeared. But Gautam Rishi thought that, yes, I got freed from Gohatya, sin. But that doesn't mean he was chosen and never do whatever she wants. She should stay on earth so that everybody will get benefited by her presence. So he did another tapasya to please God Vishnu. This is the nature of sadhus, you know. They can go to any extent beyond their capacity or whatever way to do kalyan for the whole world. So now his work is over, but still he is tapasya. And please Lord Vishnu, and then Lord Vishnu threw his chakra at one place, which we will go tomorrow morning. Do not miss it. Tomorrow morning we are going to go there, it's called Chakra Pitha. From there Lord Vishnu brought her back to the earth. And visible Godavari Ganga is from there to whatever you see. This is the original place where she appeared. Then she disappeared. And then she started flowing from Chakra Tirtha to onwards till Rajamundri. Actually it's called Rajamahendri in Hyderabad, Andhra Pradesh. From there she meets Shalimar Bay, Bay of Bengal. In between Kabul also comes. Okay? So that place is a beautiful waterfall is there. Very, very beautiful. And from there sea appears. So all the demigods, rishis, munis requested her to stay back. Godavari said, if you reside here, then only I'll stay back. Then Lord Shiva said, whenever Surya Prasthati will enter with Singh Rashi, we all will stay for one moment. Lord Ram, as per Shiva Purana and Skanda Purana, stayed here with Kashyap Muni during this time of Surya and Prasthati in Singh Rashi. At one point of time, he stayed here, one full year, and performed Shraddha, Archana, and Dana as per Shiva Purana. Brahma Purana says Godavari is more powerful at its origin, called Kushavata. The spiritual potency is highest at the point of Kushavata. Then there was an argument in the past. No, nowadays nobody has an argument. There only an argument on sensuality. But in those days there was spiritual argument. Vadivad, Sparda, it will go for years sometimes. So there was a war that why not hold, because the some scriptures mention that Simhastha Kumbh Mela should be performed at the banks of Godavari, Godavari Tate. Now Godavari Tate is then in Rajahmundry also, in Kovur also, in many places also, for only here. We can have multiple Simhastha. Then they studied in deep, in depth, and found out from Skanda Purana that they should do at the origin of Godavari. That is why Kushavarta is one of our places of holding Kumbh Mela. As per Skanda Purana, Godavari Samayatum Mulasthane Mama Ajnaya Simhasthe Devi Ranyo Devata Satra Yatihi. That means Godavari Samayatum Mulasthane. That is what is instruction of Lord. That is why Godavari Kumbha is supposed to be done at this place only. Okay? So then, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it looks like my story ends here, but before I forget anything, let me try to see. Okay, so there is, when you go to Kushavarta, it is extremely deep, as it is mentioned in the pictures, it has gone to Patal Loka from here, so there is a chain beyond which nobody should go. Best is to go near first step and take bath. Don't try to go inside and swim and all those things. And when you go around, you will find at some this level, like your height is this much, at this level, almost near your knees, there is Sheshashayi Vishnu Murti there, lying down. And the water which got lost in between, before he collected by Kusha, it is flowing from below that Sheshashayi Vishnu. You can see water oozing out and going under the, in the pond. Please do not miss that darshan. If you go inside like this, there is a square pond, or pond, go at this corner, whichever corner it is. There you will find that Vishnu Murti and take darshan of that from where the water is oozing out in the pond. Okay? And Kushavarta is supposed to be the most powerful place. And suppose you get very much claustrophobic when the crowd of 3 crore people come here. But we should all know by a scripture that one full year the Kumbh Mela power is there. Not only at that city. It is also saying that when Surya entered Singh Rashi and Vrishabhi, that is the day, tithi also of appearance of Godavari. That is the day when she appeared. So also, once in 12 years, the birthday of Godavari is celebrated in the name of Kumbh Mela. So you can collect the water also. Those who cannot take bath, take the ashram. Because there are 7 kinds of baths. One of them is actual bath, and one of them is ashram bath. Now there is Parsha also. So when you do Achman, Keshabhaya Namah, Narayana Namah, Madhavaya Namah, Govindaya Namah, and touch the water and put on the head, Snan is done. Okay? What we should do here? It is explained in scriptures that when you come to a holy place, first we should take bath in the local. Sarpan River, which is the river of that place. And do Sarpana for our ancestors, offer prayers and offer Dham. Then our full darshan is completed. The beginning of the yatra. And also we explain that once you save the Bhairav. Saving the Bhairav is because all the sins are supposed to be residing in the hair. That is why we are all supposed to tie our hair. If I have a shifa, I should tie. If you have long hair, women, they should tie the hair so that the external sins are not attracted. When there is loose shikha or loose hair, the worldly sins which are around you, which are literally around you, you are still in the sinful place. They are all attracted in the hair and we get contaminated and we get distracted and we get deviated. Maryada of human beings is lost. I mean, it's not like today open and tomorrow is lost. It's a subtle process, it takes place. So, that's why in our culture, even if there is wash hair, they take two hair and they tie in between. Even they are dry. So technically the hair is tied and technically it's open also. And men who are like me, who have shikha, are never supposed to go out of the house with untied shikha. They're also quite dangerous. So we do worship and pray and dry the cut hair because then we get free of all the sins. That's why when Sharda takes place, somebody dies also we cut our hair so that we want to become completely sinless and do the vidhi. So Sharda vidhi is done with shaved head. That's why we are supposed to have shaved head and we Sharda of anybody so that they get the full purest benefit of performing the vidhi. Any question is there regarding this? So on the mountain, there is Jatavaka place. There is a place where Kodambika temple is there. There is a place called Ganga Mahadwar. From there also Ganga is oozing out. Ganga Mahadwar. And when you come down, there is Kushavartam. And the whole mountain is Brahmagiri. So Brahma is performing tapasya. And then we come across Kushavartam, then we walk and we go to Trambakeshwar temple. Okay? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also visited Trambakeshwara. In the South Indian tour, in the Manjari Ghar, they explained that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the name of searching for his older brother Vishwaroo, he came to Maharashtra, he came to Nasik Kshetra, he took bath in Kushavarta. So Kushavarta is also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sharanamrita, Godavari Ganga. Then he walked and all the way went to Trambakeshwar temple. In the courtyard of Trambakeshwar temple, after taking darshan of Trambakeshwara, he did ecstatic kirtan. Now the Trambakeshwar Mahadev Vasis, they dance in ecstasy. And from here, he went ahead to Nasik Kshetra. And in Nasik Kshetra, he did ecstatic kirtan again. So one unique thing he did, Lord Ramachandra, when he was staying over here, to show his prowess at one point in time, he took an arrow and shot the arrow in such a way that it went through seven trees, big, big taller trees, seven big trees. And it came back in his quiver. So those seven trees were blessed because of Lord Ram's arrow. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and embraced all those seven trees and they went back to Godhead. So now there is no trees. The trees have gone back to Godhead. So we can remember that Lord Ram did this and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this. You know? And they, the remaining story of all Ramayana, I'll tell you in the next session. Okay? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let us express our gratitude, first of all, to this temple. Because whatever place we tried, it was not working out. And finally, we got a very peaceful, undisturbed, dedicated place to you only. So, to express our gratitude, this temple, please. Satyanarayan Bhagwan ki jai. Then we express our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, by whose mercy the concept of yatra was established and he took people on yatra. So, that is why. Then we expect gratitude to our Guru Maharajas, by whose mercy, by mercy of all the acharyas, we have come to holy place. Otherwise, holy place from donkeys and what do you call it, elephant and camel and donkeys and khachar, kya bolte hain? Mules. Donkey, everybody comes. We are not supposed to come as them. We are supposed to come here with full cognizance, with full desire, full enthusiasm, and take the maximum spiritual benefit. and that concept has been given by our acharyas to us. So we are very grateful to him. So whenever we do Ashman Darshan, we should be expressing our gratitude. There are truly means of gratitude, the mercy pools. If you are challenging, angry, upset, then mercy is hindered. When you are grateful in the heart, the mercy is growth back to the ground. When we visit the holy places, to take shelter of the deity of the holy place. So this deity of the holy place is Lord Shiva. We go to Nasik, the deity of the holy place is Lord Ramchandra. So we have come here to take shelter of Lord Shiva. And our approach to Lord Shiva is not for material gains. Give me good wife, good husband, good money, good skills and dancing and everything. We come to Lord Shiva as a pure devotee of the Lord, as a Vaishnava, and we only seek bhakti from Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is capable of giving bhakti. Although no one asks bhakti from him, they ask only material things. So we have come here to ask the bhakti and get blessings of devotion. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.